Jesus told his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. What is the fate of those who teach salvation by works rather than salvation through Christ Jesus alone? What happens to those who trust this message that our actions, hopes, and desires can make up for the sins we have committed against God and our neighbor?" Those who were listening to Jesus teach heard him say, "Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." What are some of the warning signs of a false prophet? If they teach that there is no God, nothing beyond this life, that all things exist without purpose or design, that definitely is a false teacher. If they teach that the Bible contains not only the Word of God, but stories, myths, or errors, they may be a false teacher. If they demand that you eat certain foods, wear certain clothing, give a certain amount of money to their ministry, they may be a false teacher. If they refuse to accept the ancient teaching of the Church as confessed in the creeds which condemn heresies about God, they may be a false teacher. The fruit of a false teacher is doubt. You doubt the source of the teaching, you doubt God's love, you doubt your salvation. What is the message of a true prophet? You and I are born in sin and desire to do nothing with God. Yet God, in His mercy, knowing that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Him or please Him, sent His Son to redeem us from sin and death. You have the promise of eternal life because Jesus paid the price of your sin. May our Lord grant us wisdom to know of His love and mercy. Amen.